Good job, Joe. You can step on someone just like you used to as well as you ever did. I'll tell you that right now.
That's two.
That's two. Get ready for the third one coming. Psalm 71. So many times I've heard this scripture preached, and usually they focus on the first three verses in Psalm 71. And I love this. It says, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Never, never, let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word, and just open our minds and hearts for a moment, God, that we can focus on the truth that you have for us as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name and all God's people. Amen.
Amen.
Then as I read down in the scripture, it becomes very unique. In the seventh verse, "I become as a wonder to many." Now, in the top part of this verse, so many times I've heard it preached on God, the rock of salvation. I tell you one thing, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, when you're in the deepest of deepest pits, when you've fallen down as far as you can go, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that you will hit that rock. That rock. That rock of my salvation. And I thank God for so many times of just seeing us through so many challenges. I tell you, this weekend was very unique for most people with these storms that came through, and everybody had a great new appreciation for electricity, didn't you, when those were out there for a while, and all the comforts that so many times for what now?
And still out.
And still out.
Still out.
Yeah. Guess that's how you get family to come to church. Turn off the power. Turn off the power. Family will come to church. And I believe that without a shadow of a doubt, that is what we rely upon. That is what our faith stands upon. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Seventh verse, "I become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day." Then it gets to some verses that, The ninth verse, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails, for my enemies speak against me. And those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, 'God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him.'" I'm getting older. Who laughed out there? I know it wasn't Tom Tebow laughing out there, I'll tell you right now. We were trying to get some things done this week, and I had the guys at work, and we're in the pickup. We were driving down Oakey Mill Road. And there was a driver who was going along quite a bit under the speed limit. And as we passed him, one of the guys in the truck turned, looked, and said, "Don't worry, he's just a little white-haired man driving." And as soon as he said that, he kind of looked at me as I was driving. And he said, "Sorry." It seems like things don't quite work as well as they used to. A lot of amens out there? Somebody asked me one time, "Well, what's the average age of your congregation?" I said, "Seasoned." You can just pick out anyone you want to. Makes no difference. I found sometimes that I've had a ringing in my ear, and I asked someone, and He said, oh, you'll have that after you turn 60. You'll have a ringing in your ear. And I said, well, why is it always the wrong number that I'm hearing ringing in my ear? And I found myself driving now looking for fire trucks and stuff when they don't come, you know. I'm kind of like, I read about a lady who was preparing to travel, and she'd never had a passport. That time, you actually had to go to the post office. And before she received her passport, the gentleman said, ma'am, you're going to have to take the loyalty oath. He says, raise your right hand, repeat after me. And he said, do you swear to defend the Constitution of the United States against all its enemies, foreign or domestic? She turned a little pale and got a little nervous, and she said, all by myself? Sometimes I feel like that. I feel that all by myself thing. I was going to give you an illustration of age. How many have ever seen Terry Lee do his board break in and his karate kicks? And Matt, would you help Terry across the front just for a moment? Help him. Just go over here. Help him across there. Yeah. He's got that little thing going there, his knee. Good. And when I say, help him back. Help him back. And don't leave him out there. Yeah, don't. When I saw Terry this morning, I said, oh, God's giving me the right sermon today. Because I hate to tell you, but a lot of times there's quite a bit of prejudice against people when we start to age. I know it's a challenge. I know many times, and I can't tell you how it just warms my heart when I'm here at Mount Calvary and I hear prayer requests, and so many times that phrase caretaker has come up. I know many of us are in the age where we're dealing with parents over there. You heard the praises today of those that are home out of the hospital. You know what a challenge it can be. But I'm here to tell you that there is great strength in the knowledge, in the faith that you've acquired in the years you've been upon this earth. Because I read down further in this scripture, all the way down to the 14th verse. And I love this part of the scripture because it says, but I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. I had to call my mother yesterday and said, Mom, I was curious about and concerned about possibly she lost power, you know. She lives there, many, many trees around, and she was just as voiceless. Oh, I'm doing fine over here. I said, did you lose power? She said, no. And this is where I almost hung up on her, because she says, no, me and Jesus have it worked out. I came that close to hanging up on my mother. After that was a little snicker. She said, but you better talk to your sister, because I know they don't have any power down there. And I know yesterday I was getting texts from folks about trying to work out how they get heat and stuff like that, concerns, and thank God for all the people that have such warm compassion in their hearts. Then I go later down in this same chapter, and I'll tell you a verse that I really don't like, and that's verse number 18. Now also when I am old and, what's that phrase? Gray-headed. O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Sometimes I get trying to deal with the age that I am. I know last week Matt walked in, and I mean he looked good. He, for the one time he wore that turtleneck, and I referred to him as Simon Templar of the old show The Saint. Everybody remember that old show The Saint, Simon Templar? And I hate it when I make a comment like that, and the person I make it to has to go and Google who Simon Templar is. It just loses something, you know? It just loses something simply because I'm of another generation. Well, I'm here to tell you, the same God that our forefathers served is the same God that brings us strength today. Because when I finish this wonderful psalm, and I'm reading down in 22, it says, "Also with that lute or the flute I will praise you, and your faithfulness," isn't that wonderful, faithfulness, "great is thy faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long." Folks, we may not move as quickly as we used to. We may sometimes walk in a room and get so excited about remembering what we came into this room for. I hear sounds in my body I've never heard before, creaks and bends, and I'm here to tell you something. As you've lived many years, and you've seen God do the things that I have seen him do, you know without a shadow of a doubt, I know who I am, believe, and am persuaded. Billy Graham, and I love all the wonderful things that were said and done in his send-off this week. And Brother Joe and I were talking this morning, and he was telling me about the Gaithers singing there at the funeral. And Billy Graham said this. Said, "Someone who is hurting doesn't need a lecture. They need a listener." And I am so glad the different times in my life where I had questions just abounding, that I had those who were a little older, a little wiser than I, and they were willing not to lecture, but simply to listen. To listen. Folks, when I am hurting, when I'm having times of doubt, and boy, I have questions that abound, and there's nothing that brings more comfort to my heart than having those seasoned folks to pray for me. Because so many times when I talk to them, they said, "Yep, this too shall pass. God is still on the throne. He will still see you through the valley." So I think, folks, that as my mother, if you called her up today, she will tell you, old age is not for sissies. I think that we need to make that rededication in our minds and hearts to respect those that have seen so many of the loved ones have gone on, said goodbye. I don't know what your family was like. I don't know. Amen. Bless you. And I know sometimes you get a little glimpse of our family here at church. See Sam's here today. She's probably just going to tell me, well, I just blew in from down in Norfolk. But I tell you one thing. I love it when young people show respect for those. Folks, you can take out of this sermon whatever you want to. You can get stuck on the gray hair. You can get stuck on the old age. Or you can get stuck upon the part where it says, the rock of my salvation. And I will, without a shadow of a doubt, I will praise you more and more and more. And I will lift up praise through my voice, through my lips. And I believe that you ought to thank someone. You ought to be there for them for the many times that they've been there for you. Now that I've put you all to sleep, thank you. Isn't that the most precious thing you ever see? Wow. I thank Torquoise and Bill every time they come in. We even had Bill up here in timeout today in a little chair sitting next to the choir. I believe you ought to be thankful for those that have meant so much to you in your life. Pray for them. And most of all, give them the respect that they deserve. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, it's a beautiful day that you've given us, and you've calmed the winds a bit, and you've allowed us to come into this nice warm sanctuary, God. But we know that it is filled most of all with your love, because we know when two or three are gathered together in your name that you are intermissed. You're leading us, you're guiding us, you're directing us. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to be in your house today. We thank you that we can read in your word the words of encouragement. And God, just challenge us in our heart of hearts to be respectful to believers no matter what the age, no matter what the situation, no matter what the how much we have or how much we don't, God. Just let us know that we're all even at the foot of the cross. And we thank you for that. God, in just a moment, we'll partake of this communion. We'll take this small cup of juice representing a body that was broken. This wafer representing the body that was broken, the small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to thank you for what you did for us so long ago. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen.